Uh-huh. Just think of an empty shell, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah, right. Okay, well, what about games? This is an interesting aspect of the whole thing to me. From when you were a kid, did you have one of those things where they might have a plank and they lay it over a trestle kind of affair and you go up and down on
a seesaw?
Mm-hmm. You ever hear that called anything else besides a seesaw?
Not while a child, I don't think. But I have heard it referred to later, but not as a child, I think, as a teeter-totter, as a mm-hmm. teeter-board, as just a teeter. It seems like I've heard some other things, something that...
What context, do you know anything about the context in which you've heard those other phrases?
Possibly from reading.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what you knew was a seesaw.
Also, people whom I were consciously aware of the fact that they were from out of town.
I see.
Although we did not have any name for them other than the fact that they were from out of town or they were Yankees.
Right. Right. What about there's another kind that's nailed down on either side, maybe stuck between two stumps. And you jump up and down in the center. A jouncing board.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen those, huh?
Oh, yeah, we used to have one.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, what about...
The forerunner of the trampoline, of course.
Yeah, right. Okay. Did you have one of those here in your backyard? You only have it down near the coast.
Oh, we had one in our backyard here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was that fairly common, do you know, when you were a kid? Did lots of kids have those?
It wasn't fairly common in our neighborhood. It made our own backyard the forerunner of Disney World, I think. All the neighborhood kids used to go down there, used to go in the backyard because we had two swing sets and the jouncing board, and mm-hmm. We had a seesaw. And I think for a while there we had a slide.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see one of those things where it's...
We refer to it often as a sliding board.
A sliding board. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, you maybe didn't have one of these in your backyard, but did you have a kind of thing that's nailed down in the middle, a plank maybe that's nailed down in the middle, and it goes around in a circle like that? You ever see one of those?
Yeah, I think so. I think there were variations on that sort of thing in the school playground.
Mostly in playgrounds. Mm-hmm. Well, what were they called?
I really don't remember. But I can recall there were several type things that you never found in people's yards, but were always very popular at William Robinson School, and I was always too small to get on them, so I probably never bothered to learn the names on the top of them.
Yeah, okay. But those things that go around and you
mm-hmm.
okay. Well, what about now? If somebody's on a seesaw and he's going up and down on either end, you would say he's doing what?
Seesawing.
Seesawing. Okay. And
he'd probably be singing something that goes like "Seesaw, Marjorie Daw," and that's all I can remember of it.
Okay. What about some other games when you were a kid? Did you? When you were a kid, did you travel in a group of kids?
I was always pretty much of a loner.
Uh-huh.
But we did play games in the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
of course, and the games usually were organized by my older sister and her friends.
Mm-hmm.
That I used to want to play, you know, football and baseball and things like that, and then one of my sister's girlfriends went through a tomboy stage. She never grew out of it. But that she could beat the socks off of me in playing football, which was embarrassing as hell. But we used to play mini games such as sling statues and...
What's that, sling statues?
This is where I've also heard